I've been sober, 'cause there ain't no hangover like you.
What's going on? This is Mitchell Tintin.
What's up, Mitchell?
Hi, hi.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing good, my brother. How are you?
Doing great. Can't complain.
Dude, we're so excited last week when we announced you as part of our guitar pool lineup along with Dustin Lynch, Dylan Scott, Cam, and Trent Harmon. Man, we're so excited to see you jam out here.
I can't wait. And that lineup's awesome. I'm just lucky enough to be a part of it. So thank you guys.
Yeah, man, have you played with any of these guys before?
Yeah, my first tour was with Dustin, and me and Trent are great buddies, and Dylan, same, all of them. And then Cam, I've known Cam for a little bit too, so it should be fun to get on stage and mess around with each other.
Who can hang the longest at a bar?
Dustin, no doubt. 100%.
Yeah, but what if we throw you in the mix?
Well, I can hold my own with Dustin, but I've just never seen anything like it. Dustin could do it and then sing totally fine the rest of the night. It doesn't matter.
Let's talk about your career. I mean, at one point, you kind of have like a rock background, right?
Yeah, I come from the Warped Tour kind of days too. I mean, I'm born and raised in Nashville. I come from country music, but you grow up as a teenager, you kind of go away for a little bit. And I was like the lead screamer and drummer of a couple bands.
The lead screamer.
Lead screamer.
Yeah, you got to, sometimes.
All right. So you do that and then you're like, well, I'm from Nashville, so let me get back to some country music. I mean, is that jump pretty easy for you because you grew up there, or was it like, I got to totally reinvent myself?
No, not at all. Yeah, it was a country was always part of what I loved and what I grew up with. And, eventually my whole band moved away and I picked up just an acoustic guitar again. I was like, this feels like home.
All right. So before you did make the jump, did you make the jump ever like into the crowd to go crowd surfing at the Warped Tour?
Yeah, I did a few crowd surfs in my day. I'd probably crush somebody now, but I was a lot smaller then. And
no crowd surfing.
I won't crush you anymore, but yes, I did back then.
No crowd surfing, a guitar pool, check. Okay, we got it.
Yeah, probably not.
Drunk Me, great song. And it's getting a lot of reaction and obviously a ton of attention from the country music audience. And obviously we'll hear it at Guitar Pool. But tell us about the song.
Yeah, thank you, guys. It just felt right, like, to be the first thing I wanted to put out. I wanted that song, that heartbreak song, but a little different twist on it. While someone might quit drinking for a little bit to stand a chance of getting over somebody. I've personally been there a few times and you drink and it never works out. So that was kind of the premise of it. And it felt right to be the first thing.
Yeah. So for you personally, though, it's like you'll give it up for a little bit, but you got to go back eventually, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I haven't quit drinking. just for a little bit.
Cool. I know. I just want to make sure we were slamming beers at Guitar Pool. So I just wanted to, see
what
we were
working. No, absolutely. That'll all be fine. Yeah. This is just for a momentary, just to, like I said, to stand a chance.
I got you. I got you.
He's over her, so he's drinking again.
Fine, yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's okay. Good.
Yeah, once she's gone, you go back.
Then you do it all over again.
You're sober for like 3 days, and you're like, she's not worth this. Look, 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 look.
Mitchell Tenpenny, Drunk Me. Dude, thank you for taking a couple minutes. We really appreciate it.
I really appreciate it, too. Thank y'all for everything.